Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Robert Ham, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-M-M, Robert Ham. The date of service is 1-17-2023, date of birth 5-18-1983, date of accident is 2-6-2022. The patient is having a follow-up visit today. He reports of having pain in the lower back, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, without any radiation to the posterior or anterior part of the legs or thigh or buttocks. The patient reports that unfortunately he gained 20 pounds overeating and not exercising. Currently his weight is around 301. So please make sure in general review you put the weight 301 today. He reports that he has been seeing a chiropractor of his own, and he's also seeing a physical therapist of his own, Mr. Energy Physical Therapy, and he's very satisfied. He reports that he's almost 40 to 60% better, and the pains are only located at the lower back. The pain in the thumb is completely gone. Overall pain is varying from 5 to 8, with the ADLs being affected to the tune of 6 to 8 as follows. Sleep is affected 8, the general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Walking ability is 5. The system review reveals the following. In the neurology and psych, patient has difficulty sleeping. Other than that, he denies any anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD, or bad dream, nightmares. He denies any headaches, loss of memory, balance problem, vision problems, or dizziness, vertigo, none of them. No confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the lower back without any radiation. No trouble walking. The patient is working these days. And in the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that the pain has remained the same. And there is no new changes in the medical history except the weight gain, that he has 301 pounds. No new surgical history changes, no hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse. Patient is using marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 127/92. Pulse is 85. Pulse ox is 100. The weight is 301 pounds. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is December 15, 2022, dictation number 1221-077. And except for the following changes, in the general review, please mention that the weight is 301 pounds. And in the musculature examination, no muscle spasm is noticed anywhere throughout the spine. And on inspection, palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. And no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine range of motions are completely normal, with forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is at 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test negative, destruction test negative, Soto heart test negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is found negative, slump test is negative, in the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Levinsky sign negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint non-tender, Gonsalon test and Faber test are negative. The destruction test, iliac compression, stunning flexion test is negative. The extremities examination is completely normal. Diagnosis is the same from the previous visit. The plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week with laser treatment if possible to the area of lower back. And he is advised to lose weight. We can continue chiropractic treatment, acupuncture if he likes. Heat treatment, infrared and laser heat is advised. The patient is on a light duty job where he can work 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pounds. but he has no availability of such job, so he is put back off work. He is also given naproxen 500 twice a day for an anti-inflammatory, a level 50 milligram at night, flexural 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, ultram 100 milligram at night PRN for pain relief. His MAPs were checked, labs were reviewed. The patient is on a right, on a forward track for being healing up, and he'll be all situated with the current treatment. Thank you.